We're ready to rock today. I can tell you're fired up today, Crack.
I am.
You're fired up today. I feel it.
Oh, are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh.
We're going. You
just told me because...
We're just jumped in.
We were talking about kids and not yes. having kids and
I don't
how
want
lucky
them.
We are.
I don't want them. You never wanted them? Never wanted kids?
No. But, you know, I had a mother that was like an old-fashioned Italian mother from the Bronx.
Right.
She wanted grandkids. When you're giving me grandkids?
Yeah.
And then,
my dad gave up.
My mom... She drove a school bus for 30 years, my mom.
Really?
Yeah, drove a school bus. You know, a little mini school bus.
I bet she was everyone's favorite bus
she
driver.
Was.
Yep,
she
I
was. She was
know.
Like knock around and bringing them candies and letting them do like things. You know,
right.
Not
she was
letting
the
them
cool,
go out of control.
She
no
was
one was allowed
cool
to curse.
Driver.
Even though my mother was a curser, she didn't curse in front of the kids, and the kids weren't allowed to curse on her bus.
Really?
Yeah, she was
and
tough.
They obeyed.
Oh, yeah. She was tough.
She
her
had
and
respect.
Her sister, my Aunt Dolores, who... are you going to be in resorts in Atlantic City for the show or just Mohegan?
No, just Mohegan.
Okay. My aunt's coming down from the Bronx. And
did you tell him already?
Yeah, I got tickets already.
Okay.
I actually got them.
You didn't buy them?
No, someone gave them to me in Atlantic City that I know.
Right.
By the way, you can't buy them. They're sold out. Yeah, they're sold out.
Really?
They're on secondary markets for like $400 each.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
There's
like eight seats available. The cheapest is $400. There's a couple for $500. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. But he knows you're going. Or you're not going to Atlantic City. Just.
Oh no, I am.
Okay.
But your dad talked to my aunt when they were driving. Yeah, that time.
Did he tell her that he has an Aunt Dolores? Or
oh,
he had
no.
had an Aunt Dolores?
No,
I should
really.
Say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
I came across pictures of your grandmother for some reason. I don't know where they. I seen something like. Some great pictures of his mom and your grandmother.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool somewhere recently. But anyway, I don't know how we got on this. But
yeah
so you're going to be in
Mohegan for sure.
Mohegan. I'm coming too.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I don't have a seat for that. So what I'm thinking is I would like maybe for...
Sit with me.
That's it. Because you're going to be on the side of the stage somewhere? Just hang
out? No, I'll get... Well, what do you want to do?
Oh, whatever you want to do. Because I'll stand with you on the side of the stage.
I will figure it out.
Yeah.
I need to call Tom Cantone today.
Yeah.
And get my room and all that. Because I don't have a room. Do you have a room? Do you need a room?
No, I'll get a room in Foxwoods, I'm sure. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's
no.
the enemy, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not.
Oh.
But it's like, no.
I
we
gotta
need
be,
you.
All right, let me be blunt. You're going to keep on saying it, so I'm going to tell you what happened.
What?
So.
You got thrown out of
Mohegan? 2 years ago. So, 2 years ago, I didn't get thrown
do
out.
Do I have to get you unbanned?
No, right. I'm not banned.
I can do it.
2 years ago, a host reached out to me and says, hey, if you put so much through a slot machine, well, you know, and we hear you're coming up to Foxwoods a lot because I was talking about it on the show. Come on over with us. Stay with us for a night or two, and we'll throw you $1,000 free play. So I said yes because they have my favorite game in the world there. My favorite video poker game in the world is at Mohegan Sun, Connecticut. It's called Pick'em Poker. It's a 99.95 return on basic strategy. By the way, just following the strategy. 99.95. However, they took away the points. You're not allowed to get it's called momentum dollars there. You can't get any points for it. Don't even put your card in. It doesn't matter. But I kind of didn't realize that I put my card in. It does take the card, just doesn't give you any points. So they gave me the 1,000 in free play. I way rolled over the offer. You know, they said put through a certain amount. I put through more than that.
Yep.
But I won a good amount of money there. It's funny. I lost in Foxwoods a good amount of money, and I won it back there plus a little in Mohegan on this game. And, they were like, you didn't play. I was like, I didn't play. Not only did I not play, I know how many hands I play per hour. I know how much it is per spin. It's an expensive game. It's $50 a spin. So I know it's $50 a spin. I could play about 800 hands an hour. So I know it's a simpler game. You can actually play a little bit faster because it's only a real small choice. There's not really a big strategy to the game. And I won, and I played literally almost double, put the money through, and they had to do a deep research into why I said I played, and I said, where did I take the $1,000 free play at? I took them at the Pick'em Poker machine in the high limit in the back room. And they're like, oh, yeah, we didn't tell you you can't play that. So they got mad at me, and like they no-offered me. I'm on a list that I no-offer, can't, you know, don't market to, don't, you know. So I'm not gambling in a casino without getting a deal or getting an offer.
Sure.
Or doing something that I feel I have an edge on the casino, a promotional day, a five-time point, eight-time point. Even with those point deals, you don't always win, by the way. So there's situations where you can obviously, you can lose. What I meant to say, you don't always win. You don't always have deals in your favor. When you see, like, you know, stations, five-time points, doesn't mean that mathematically it's in your favor. You have to pick out the right game and the return of the game and then put that factor in if they give you 1/10% of cash back. Well, times 5 is obviously 0.5% if you're playing a 99.7 or 99.8 game. Yes, then it is a small percentage in your favor. But you have to play the right strategy.
Right.
But it's so people don't realize how easy it is to find the right strategy. You can Google any game strategy, video poker-wise. Yesterday, I was playing Quick Quads. That sounds like a confusing game already. And it is. But you can Google bonus poker quick quads at South Point, and it'll show you the strategy. Usually a site will come up, thewizardofodds.com, or just another odd strategy. But I like Wizard of Odds. I trust that guy that's on there. So any game you're playing, you can find out the way to play properly. But, you know, this is social. And do you want to do that? Like, I always bring back my dad and say, my dad said, I'm not looking up video poker strategy of each hand. That's not fun. You take the fun out of my gambling. He's right. I did. You're playing 25-cent video poker, $1.25
like
a hand.
Who cares?
I'm giving you a couple hundred bucks. Really,
just
enjoy.
Have fun.
Don't, right. You know, he. My dad didn't drink. And even both my parents never drank. That's probably why I don't drink. I'm going to start, though.
Might drive you to drink.
I'm going to start drinking. Yeah, he would have like his cranberry and orange juice mixed and a coffee. And my dad smoked. My parents smoked. Listen, you're from the Bronx. If you're not smoking when you're 13, 14, 15, you're right. Not cool. You might get beat up.
You're getting beat up, yeah.
Yeah, in the 60s. But so that was their enjoyment. It's funny now. Now when I'm in a casino, though, I can't stand smoking, especially if it's a cigar around me.
Yeah.
I can't take it. But even cigarettes, I just can't take anyone smoking around me. That's their choice, though. I don't get mad at them. I'm mad at the casino for allowing it. We have a couple no-smoking casinos here in town. Did you know that? Park MGM is smoke-free where Eataly is. And then Harris just went no-smoking.
Really?
Sold. That's pretty. I mean,
remember when they all tried it?
They tried it,
and it
failed miserably. Atlantic City tried it.
It failed quick.
The COVID, they came back, and then they.
Yeah, but even before COVID in Vegas.
Yeah, in Vegas, they tried it years ago.
Yeah. So Mohegan, you're.
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay.
No, you can get me a room.
Okay.
I'm sure when Cantone looks it up, there won't be no notes in the system. I'm just not allowed to get any deals.
Right.
Yeah, get any deals in the casino.
You met him, right? He's a nice guy.
I've known of Tom Cantone.
Never met him?
For 25 years.
He was
in Atlantic City first, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I knew his name. Yeah. Big name.
Yeah.
Big name. And he's over there, and this is the final. So I'm sure I'll meet him that night.
Yeah.
For the final night.
He's great. He's been great to my dad.
Yeah. Your dad said Priscilla Presley's coming.
Yeah.
He told me.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
God, you know, I'm a giant Elvis fan.
Yeah.
That's, oh, God.
You never met her, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. Except when I text your dad from seeing the Elvis movie in the theater, and then he sent me a text, a copy of, he sent something to Priscilla. My buddy's at the theater. Said the movie was great. I mean, but anyway, yeah. So.
You brought up something I want to touch on.
Go ahead.
You're going to be mad.
Okay.
Let me just start off with you're going to be mad.
Right.
So, I don't really play that much.
Oh.
But when you don't play, I notice you seem to get better offers when you're away for a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was just throwing out what I would have called junk mail the other day, literally last night. And I had like, you know, stuff from the Palms and from Harrah's and from Westgate. I never even opened it for whatever reason. It's old. I had $350 free play.
Oh, that's good.
$2,000 for the month of January.
I've done this recently. Go ahead.
That I missed.
And I missed it. Yeah, I missed it too.
$350 worth free play a week.
A week, yeah. I had less
Westgate.
Than that, though. I had something similar, though. I'm not trying to check raise you here.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Explain your
thing first. So what I'm getting at, and then I was like, oh, my God, I was sick to my stomach that I missed it.
Yeah.
And then I opened up Palms, and it was like $125, and then like Venetian, like $30 meal voucher.
You skip that, but that's a nice coupon run there, $125 and $325. Let me be blunt.
Yeah.
You could have just ran it through once and taken the money.
Right.
That's $400 a week, probably. $350 you could have guaranteed. Just play that roll through once.
This was table game.
Okay. Yeah, you can't help yourself. But, I wouldn't have done it once. I know you.
But I should just make the crawl, like do a stadium, do a casino tour in a day, and just
you
get,
have to watch to make sure bets. It's not a
match play.
It's in other words, I don't care about the match play. But now these casinos try this one-time chip where it's a one-time offer,
right?
And you put like $100 up. If you win the $100, they take the chip. That's only worth $50 minus the house edge, like $47, $48.
Right.
But what you want to do is like a pitch to you lose chip.
Those so, I never get.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because look at this
you
offer.
You get those?
Look at this offer I got in the email. Return to Paradise Hard Rock Punta Cana for casino players like you. Exclusive offer. Three complimentary nights in an oceanfront presidential suite, round-trip VIP airport transportation to Punta Cana Airport, complimentary butler services, which I really wouldn't even want. Two complimentary slot tournament entries. That's not. This is the big thing. Daily $1,000 gaming bonus. Stop. Choose between slot free play or promotional table chips. Use it or lose it. Table chips. That's the chips for you. Use it till you lose it.
Right.
So that's worth like $3,000. $1,000 a day, three days max, $3,000.
And you
plus they'd
it.
Actually give me the airfare. It's good until the end of June. And
I'm free to travel.
So I tell my wife, I'm like,
yeah, she doesn't want to go. She doesn't bother.
She's like, are you crazy? You can't go to like places like Punta Cana now. It's so dangerous.
No, we'll be fine.
I was like,
no, we're gonna.
I've been there three times already.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
You know what I mean? I've been there three times already. And
too dangerous for the women to go, and that's why me and you should go.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I've been there multiple times.
Really?
It's about a half-hour ride from the airport to the casino.
Okay.
And one of my biggest scores I ever made was there. They had a blackjack tournament. I split second place, which was $150,000. I got $75,000 in second place. First prize was $400,000. It was a giant tournament. I split second place, $75,000, and I asked for a check, and they said, no, we can't give checks to people in the States that live in the States. I was like, what do you mean? We have to give you cash.
Oh, God. So now, I see where this is heading.
I didn't want to take the cash.
Of course.
I don't care. I'll declare it. I don't care.
No, I thought you were worried about getting a shakedown.
Well, that's exactly – not worried about it. That's exactly what happens.
Right.
I hate to say this, but anyone going with any money over $10,000 over there – you have to declare it through a FENCEN, F-E-N-C-E-N, FENCEN, I think it's called. And, they put it through there, and I had the nastiest guy. He was so nasty. He was so mad that I had this money. And I explained to him, here's a receipt. Hard Rock gave me a receipt where it came from. Won it in the tournament even they put down. These guys were so mad. And I'm trying to think what I want to say here because, listen, I know people before me. John's right. And we've never talked about this. That's one of those countries you could be shaken down.
100%.
I know someone I got shaken down for $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave him five. He had to give $5,000 to get out of the country there.
Yeah.
And, that can definitely happen there. It has happened there. And I know a giant executive who was actually robbed in one of those transportation vehicles because you have to drive through a pretty bad area. And, but that's not the kind of press they want. They don't want, you think Mexico wants the press they're getting down there when tourists are getting killed in these on these big areas? They don't want that kind of press. So you'd think that they would do everything they can to not, but that's amazing that I got that same promotion.
Yeah.
But recently at the M Casino, I went there and I hit a jackpot, and for some reason they didn't have my email list. And my friend went, and they gave him $200 a week in free play. Well, now I see that they gave me $250 a week in free play. I didn't even know I had it, though, because I wasn't on an email list. So I go in there just the other day, and they were like, oh, yeah, you've been getting $250 every 4 days since the beginning of February. I was like, are you kidding me? I didn't even know. So I did take the $250. And,
so I should go on a little tour.
Yes. Yes.
And just be strict and not play any kit. Just you either win the bet
though?
Or you don't.
You know what, though? If you can handle that, if you lose the bet and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
And if you can handle it, how about this? If you can handle if you win the
leave.
Bet and leave.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Because then the dealers look at you like, this guy.
Right. And then what are your thoughts on like.
Throw him $5.
I get those like.
$10.
Venetian is notorious. Like the crappy offers, at least for me, from Venetian. Because I really don't play. Like I play when I play, it's 10 minutes. You know what I mean? I'm waiting. I'm on the list to play poker. And I go play, because it's a 30-minute wait, so I go play for 10 minutes and then go back, right?
Yeah.
I get like $25, $35 food voucher.
Yeah,
food
garbage can.
But then I was thinking, but why not?
Well, if you're there, if you're going there to play poker, you can use it. But don't go all the way there for a $25 food voucher and cost you $6 in gas. I mean,
All right, so you're not mad about the food, but definitely
play the other thing.
Play the other
thing. You know what's funny? I talked about tipping there. That's going to lead into this. So if you do want to hit and run, throw the dealer or something, a red chip, a couple of red chips.
Yep.
This is a valid question for video poker or slot players. It's rare that I don't have the answer because I like to know, I like to be the expert on this or give my expert opinion on this anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm not always right about different dollar amounts. So a valid question. Go to a video poker machine. And you play at a level like I do to get these offers. I get 1,000 a week from one place. I get 1,500 a week from one place.
Wow.
I get 700 a week from another place, and now 250 a week. So I'm getting a lot of money every week to play, but you have to put the money through and stuff. So I'm playing at a certain level, though. I'm playing a dollar, 10 play, or even playing, I'll play a dollar there's a 50 play, which I'll play 25 hands at one of the casinos, and it's a buck and a quarter a spin. So you can lose some money, but I'm looking to play. I'd rather play dollar 10 play than play $5 one hand. There's a lot of variance in the 10 play. It's a better mathematical game, or a 25 play mathematical, to hit something and last longer with your money, and even make it look like you gamble a little bit longer on their money. So anyway, if I could be stuck $2,000, well, let's say I hit a jackpot for $1,250. Mm-hmm. You know, this antiquated rule where you still, it's like, I think this is like from the 90s, early 90s. It's still, you pay tax, you get a tax voucher on $1,200
or more. You're allowed $1,200 for two.
$1,200. What's two?
$2 bet.
No, even a dollar. It's, if you a play dollar a dollar bet? Game, it doesn't
okay,
matter.
Okay.
If you're getting $1,200.
$1,200 or more.
Yeah, so
it's a hand.
I get $1,250. What do you do with the slot attendant? You're stuck $750, but the slot attendant doesn't know that. They're coming over and they're expecting a tip because they only get paid, you know, 10, 12 bucks an hour. They're expecting a tip. It's such a gray area. I'm a tipper. I like tipping.
$20?
So, that's probably the right number. I don't give 20.
What do you give?
Unless I hit a royal. If I hit a royal, I'm giving them 100. I hit a royal and I give them $100 on 4,000. I give them 100 bucks.
Yeah.
You know, it says 1% to 2%. So, I'll give them, and your number's probably right, if I'm winning. So I'm playing 125 a hand. So I just hit a jackpot that's worth 10 hands, 10 pushes of the button. I will give them $10 situationally, but I give them the money on the roll. So the other day, I was in one of my sessions where I got $1,500 of free play, and I had like $10,000 in tax dollars, and I was losing money. I was losing money. Hmm. And literally, I said, look at this. I just gave the slot. I literally gave the slot attendant $100 in tens. And I gave him 20 once because I had 2,600. No, 2,200. I gave him 20. So literally, I was losing at the time. I lost money. I lost not much. I lost like a dime. But here I said to myself, look at this. The only winners are the slot attendants. I gave them $90.
Yeah.
You know? And they're the only winners in the place.
Like, yeah.
It's a gray area where I don't want them to think I'm a jerk, though, so I tip anyway. And I like to ask people that question, too, because we got a lot of responses on we got 5,500 the other day, like 5,500 viewers just on the YouTube, and like 180 responses or something. So I like to ask that to someone. What do they do? What do you think is right? Now, the money doesn't mean anything, obviously. A $10 bill means much more to them than me.
Right.
And I understand that, and that's why I give them $10 or $20.
Sure.
And, you know, at the end, but like that situation perfectly, the other day I was walking out of the casino saying, look at this. So I gave them, I counted my money up. I said, all right, I lost $1,000. I had over 10,000 in tax tickets, and the slot attendants, I figured it out, gave them $90. So they're the only winners in the place is the casino and the slot attendants. Bill Krakenberger walks out losing. So that's an interesting
situation.
They're
talking about raising that $1,200 to $5,800 or
something? They've been talking about that since St. Smith's Day in 1990. I mean, it's ridiculous. No, really.
It is crazy.
It's 30 years now. No, it's more than that. I mean, they've been talking about
it. You know where it's really
forever.
Crazy is if you play video roulette, you're a moron.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. Of course.
Because $50 on a number at the table,
right?
That's a lot to put straight up on a number.
Sure.
But a lot of people do, 50 or 100 bucks. You know,
a lot of John Orlando.
You get $1,750 on the $50.
Tax ticket.
You're paying taxes on that, where if you just hit the same bet 10 feet away
right.
at the table, it's tax free.
Right. That's interesting, too, you know, what you just said, the tax free table. People ask me that all the time. Say, you know, I won $2,000 in roulette. Or I won $3,000. Now, some casinos internally keep a record. They want over $3,000. They want ID. So, like, you know, I told you, my buddy one time, we went to dinner at the Rio 20 years ago. And we went to that Italian restaurant there, Steve Martirano's. And
right.
he bought it for $5,000. You know the guy, Frankie. Bought it for $5,000,
yep.
lost it, bought it for another $5,000. And we had a leaf. We had a reservation. He had $3,700. So, you know, or $3,500. He lost $6,500, yeah.
Right.
So he's going to cash out $3,500. They wouldn't give him the money. He lost $6,500. They were like, we need ID. He goes, I'm not giving you no ID. I just lost my money. You know what I mean? And they want an ID over to $3,000 or more. They want ID. So, yeah, it's an internal thing. So how about the opposite way? Let's say you win $3,500. Are you supposed to pay tax on it? No. Everything I was told is no.
So I had this argument literally on Instagram. I'm going to go back and screenshot it.
Yeah.
For this whole week, I've been arguing with four different people on Instagram. They're calling me a moron. I'm an idiot. I'm this. I'm that.
Mm. Behind anonymity.
So Vegas Pauly C, you know who that is. Okay, so he posted the thing about them raising the limit from $1,200 to whatever.
$5,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I jumped on there. And I said, yeah, that's long overdue. Like, $1,200 is ridiculous, whatever. And then we got into a table game. Not me and Pauly C, but
you and some other
people. Oh. And I was saying, like, you don't pay taxes on table games.
You don't.
And they're like, yes, you do. And then they were like, you're supposed to report all winnings. They sent me a screenshot of the IRS thing. It says all winnings must be reported, blah, blah, blah. Then I got, and I started looking, and it says some winnings, you have to pay taxes on winnings that are subject.
300 to 1.
That's subject to. Yeah, because it's like, there's they were like, if you win $100, you have to pay taxes on that. I'm like, no, you do not. No different than if you make less than 12 grand a year as a person, you don't pay taxes. Right. So don't, I'm like, it's not considered income.
Your win-loss reports you have to get at the end of the year from the casinos if you feel like you have to pay tax on the $100 that you won playing blackjack that day. Nobody does that. So.
Right. So they're saying, their point was nobody does it, but that it's still illegal. And I say, no, I'm still pushing back saying, no, it is not. Because if it was, then you'd be getting 1099 from the casino or whatever the form is off of the $100 cash. You can't do it because
I should bring in a gaming lawyer to answer these properly.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm friends with my game. Well, I have a gaming accountant that actually knows better too. But we only pay tax on my slot win at the end of the year, which, by the way, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm a losing video poker player.
Yeah.
At the end of the year. Not much, actually. I've had a decent year this year so far in 6 weeks, 7 weeks, but I lose at the end of the year.
And I would be guessing, but I would assume the casino / and the IRS are smart enough to understand if you're playing blackjack and you win $150, no one's looking for taxes on that. Because they're also saying, they're also under the assumption, well, logically, you may have left the table. Maybe you started with $50 and you cashed out for $150 and you're up $100.
Yeah.
But you're not because you had to get the room. You had your airfare there. You had parking fees. So no one's going to come at you and say, oh, you have to declare the $100 win because it's not a win yet.
That's interesting. Those fees, if you present yourself as a professional, they can write them all off.
Right.
Anyway.
And so it's not a win. So like common sense is like, just let that slide. It doesn't matter.
And this is only if you're getting raided. If you're not getting raided, of course,
and then there's that, right? There's no way to track it. And then, okay, I'm a winner from that 1 4-minute, 10-minute session.
Right.
And then I'm going to go to lunch.
Right.
And then I'm going to walk by a roulette wheel with my friends. They're going to go, put 100 on black. So now you put 100 on black. Well, technically, it's a second session.
Right.
So you were up 100. That was taxable income, according to these morons on Instagram. And then an hour later, that's not in the same session.
Yeah.
So what's that?
You know,
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm like 95% sure that you and I are both right on this.
Yeah, 100% sure.
In other words, if we're gambling, it's not, we didn't win over a certain amount of money. We didn't win a long shot where you have to pay
you know,
$5 to win $2,000.
Right. It was an even swap or even roulette, 35 to 1.
I write all my gambling wins off with my gambling losses.
Right.
That's what I do. I have get win-loss statements every year around this time of the year. I file an extension, though. So, but I get my gambling win-loss reports, and I write off the losses against the wins I have.
Right.
In sports, though, I can't because I win. So I win.
Right.
I actually beat the companies in sports. So I do pay tax on my gambling win. But usually
if we were wrong, it would all be a hand pay.
Right.
Like, that was my argument. It's like, guys, forget the, okay, I won 100. I need to pay taxes on that. Then why isn't the casino, if you pay taxes on money, on income.
Right.
So where did it come from?
Right.
Right. It's not a one-way transaction. I made money, right? If you make money from Fox, Fox 1099s you.
Yeah, I don't pay tax.
They need to write that off.
Yeah.
Right?
I do my own taxes.
Right. Yeah. So wherever, whoever in life, where you work at a car wash, you work at a restaurant, whatever it is, right? You have to show where did you make the income.
Sure.
So I don't need to do that on $100 winning at blackjack unless the casino is going to
report it as a win.
If they don't report it, I don't report it.
They don't report it.
That's how it works.
No, unless it's
reporting is a two-way street.
And then if you go into a casino cage, over $10,001 or more dollars requires them to fill out. You don't even know about it being a customer. Requires them to fill out a report to the government saying, "Hey, this guy got $10,000 from us."
Right. And then, by the way, that doesn't mean that's taxed.
Doesn't mean you're winning. No, it's,
and I tried to explain that to someone. Like, so I've
it absolutely doesn't mean you're taxed.
Right. It just means they had to report a transaction of more than $10,000.
That
reporting
it
and you having to pay taxes on it are two different things.
CTR is a currency transaction report. The government just wants to know that
they just
want to
know.
No
one. They're more concerned about money laundering and trafficking and illegal shit than they are you paying taxes on your they understand
what you don't want. Guys out there, you don't want to skirt the law either. So like me, I don't care about CTRs. I have $3,000-$5,000 chips. I don't save two chips for one day and one for the next day. No, that's structuring actually. That's illegal.
So I'm only gonna cash in $9,999.
People are going to jail every day for that. They go to the bank and they bring $8,000 one day, $7,000 the next.
Right.
2 days later they bring another $8,000. Give me a break.
Right.
How dumb are you?
Right.
Just put them through. It's a CTR. The casinos fill out hundreds of them every day in Las Vegas.
Right.
It's an internal report. It goes to the government. Doesn't mean you're in trouble.
And then here's the other thing. Let's say you go to a casino and you start with, this would be a high number. Let's just say you started with $20,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And you lose most of it, right? You get down to $2,000 and then you go on this crazy run and you get back to $13,000. So now you're down $7,000, but you've got $13,000 and you go to the cage.
Right.
You're going to fill out paperwork for that.
You're going to get a CTR.
But you're down $7,000.
Yeah. Well, the paperwork you're filling out, that CTR that says, you don't actually fill it out. They fill it out.
They fill it out.
Yeah. You don't fill it out.
But you give them your ID.
Anything. You give them your ID.
Right.
It's an internal thing that's done by management. And you lost $7,000, but a CTR gets filed for the government if you're taking the cash back.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if you do that three times in a day.
Right.
Three CTRs got filled out, and you might be down $15,000.
Sure.
But it looks on the books like you're up $36,000.
Well, but as long as you're on record that you lost the money that you gambled,
it's
the
same
money that's being recycled.
Right.
You know, there's no skirting thing. You're not.
Right.
You know, you're not trying to get over on the casino.
Right. It just goes back to they're just trying to figure out who are the drug dealers. Is really all they're trying to figure out.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
You know, really, they want to know.
At the end of the day,
the goal is
who's the drug dealer.
The government
and who's
to
the
know
losing gambler.
More and more. Okay. Yeah. Let's get on to something else.
Go ahead.
Casino host. Again, I went off on this already about floor host. That you walk up to the casino and there's hosts on the floor that are casino floor hosts. They're usually entry level hosts, just got in the business, and you know they're paid to just tell you what your card says, almost like a kiosk.
Yeah.
And usually they're like somebody's niece or nephew, or they're not really even allowed to make many decisions. I just wish they knew what the cost of a comp was. They know nothing about brand loyalty. That's what should be taught by the casinos, brand loyalty. In other words, you know, you go to the casino host and you give them your card, you give them your ID, and they don't even realize what the cost of a comp is to them. They just say, "Oh, you want a $29 buffet. Let's use a $29 buffet."
That's so funny. You use that number. Remember, use that number.
Okay. You want a $29 buffet.
Yeah.
And you want two of them. It's $58. You only have so much deal. I can give you one. You could pay for the other one.
Yeah.
Like, they don't realize it. The cost to them is like 10 grocery dollars.
Right.
So it's costing the house $20 for brand loyalty to keep people coming back instead of pissing them off and saying, you know what? There's other casinos I can go to.
Right.
There's plenty of one in the town. They don't realize how many people they send away and they'll never come back to that casino because of something stupid. By the way, how about all the people they tell? How about the people they tell back home? This casino wouldn't do this, and I'm not going there no more. Now they tell somebody.
Yeah.
Now, for 20 grocery dollars, you have a little problem that could have been handled at this level, and now it's over here, and 20 and 30 people, and God forbid they're on social media. This many know about it.
Ready?
There's just no common sense.
Here comes that social media payback is a bitch here.
Go ahead.
Over the exact dollar amount you just said, $29.
Really? Okay.
Virgin in Vegas, which I know is...
Yeah.
Mohegan, and I'm very pro Mohegan for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
However,
no, they're not good on comps at all.
Dude, I call, so you know, I don't need rooms, but I have podcast guests that need rooms quite often. So I'm always putting people in wherever I can put them, right?
Yeah.
So, and you've helped out many times at Wynn.
Yep.
So I called to get Virgin a few months ago, and I never play there anymore. I'm never there. Who's ever there, right? So But I still get offers, whatever.
You could run a Sherman tank through the place and not hit anybody. Who would be there? You feel like you're the only one there. You're the sucker.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I call to get a room, and I guess there was like a convention in town or whatever. So I didn't qualify. Even though I had an offer,
right.
There's sometimes it's blackout dates on certain times or whatever.
Oh, boy.
So
this is going to lead to something for me.
$29. Well, we can't comp Saturday night for you. But $29. And I know $29 is nothing.
Yeah.
But out of principle.
That's not bad. The one I was thinking was much more. Go ahead.
No, $29. But I literally said what you said. I said, let me get this straight.
And the resort fee's $55.
Yeah, then there's that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you want me to give you $29 rather than just be in the building, eat in the restaurants, gamble while there. $29 is going
to
get in the way of me bringing my whole group there for the weekend.
That's gonna.
How are you guys this dumb?
They were,
and they were that dumb.
Yes, I can't believe you're saying this.
Yeah,
look, it's one of my subjects here.
Yeah,
it's one of my subjects here. Literally, I have a subject here where literally I talk about this. Me calling the Philippines. Yes, this is it. Here it is, right here. So, if you call Caesars Properties, 100 Caesars, they outsource to the Philippines.
It's awful. You're not getting a host.
You know,
and they won't transfer you to a host anymore.
You're in Manila.
But wait, have you tried that?
Yeah.
Try calling any of those numbers.
The actual casino.
Yep. And call a place where you don't have a host and say,
you're going to get casino marketing.
Can you transfer me to host office? They won't do it.
They won't do it.
Unless you
know the name.
Are a certain, you need level. A name or you need.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm a 7-star member and I can't talk to a host.
Or your card has to be a certain level.
It's funny you're saying this. So we're going to Atlantic City.
Oh, you got me heated now.
I called this 1-800 Caesars number. I'm the 7-star member there. I have credit lines of $50,000 in some of their casinos.
7 stars is as high as it goes.
And it doesn't mean nothing.
Doesn't
mean anything. So you call in the Philippines, and they're very nice, though. But you're calling the Philippines because whenever they say, hi, Mr. Bill, Mr. William, Mr. Joe, Mr. John.
Right.
Mr. George.
Yeah.
You're giving them your number. By the way, so in order to get to this past the prompt, you have to put your 7-star number in, done that, put your date of birth in,
and then,
did that.
And then when they get you on the phone, they say, what's your 7-star number?
What's your 7-star
number? Drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. Oh, I love
this. Why are you asking me for my number again? What's the purpose of me putting it in? You think these guys that run these companies like Caesars would realize how much of a pain it is to do all this again. Now you're talking to someone in the Philippines. I have an offer there 7 days a week. You know what? The offer rooms, they're all sold out. But we can give you Friday night in Atlantic City, but we can't give you Saturday night. It's $279. This just happened.
Yeah.
So I can't believe you're saying the same thing, $29.
Yeah. And by the way, I'd rather they say $199. I wouldn't be in a bad mood.
Right. Yeah, $29.
When you say $29.
It's nothing. Yeah. So anyway.
I have a meltdown on the
phone. Yeah, I couldn't get a room in Atlantic City. I couldn't get a 7-star. I could not get a room in Atlantic City for the weekend because I don't go to Atlantic City anymore.
Now, there was a day when 7-star, that was different.
Oh, it was 7-star. They guaranteed you a room in one of their properties.
Yeah.
And now there's really no benefit of being a 7-star member except they have 7-star clubs in Atlantic City.
There was a time if the world was ending and there was one seat left on the plane to get you out to safety, the 7-star card would
work. And they read from a script there. Too.
Oh,
Mr. Bill, what brings you to Atlantic City?
I hate that question.
Gambling!
Gambling!
What do you think brings me there?
I hate it. What's the reason for your stay? It's none of your business.
Why are you coming there? What are you bringing? And when you're here, would you like to go to one of our restaurants? I mean, it's just, I don't mind that. What brings you to Atlantic City? They're reading from a script. Sorry to yell. If we can lower that, I don't want to blow people's ears out.
No, it's all good. I'm about to yell too.
No.
No.
I don't want to blow people's ears out. That's wrong, though.
I hate it.
Yeah, so anyway.
I hate it. I hate the...
I wish the bosses knew.
You always say the suits. You refer to them as the suits. When did it happen when the suits got together and decided, just across the board, not just casino, call an airline. Call Southwest Airlines. It is painful. Good afternoon. George speaking. Yeah. How may I help you today? And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
The pleasure.
And then you're like John Orlando. Okay, Mr. Orlando, blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh, my God. Yeah. We don't want the pleasantries.
Is there anything else I can help you? No, I already told you what I needed. No.
Yeah.
Is there any, anyway, I don't mean to be talking about. They're very nice, short, normally. Let me give you the next.
Go ahead. Oh, you've got vouchers totaling $1.
20 cents, 90 cents, and 25 cents.
Okay.
I refuse to leave these in the casino, throw them away. I'll combine them and hold them. I'm a sick person, probably. Because it says, do you want to give to charity? I'd love to give it to charity. I don't trust you're giving it to the charity.
100%.
Why do I not trust that they're giving it to the charity?
By the way, fast food restaurants are doing this crap too, like Panda Express.
Oh yeah, I know. You could take out food, of course.
Did you want to round up? And it's going to PandaExpress.org.
What are you talking about?
It's their foundation.
What are you talking about? Like Walmart does it.
And then they give 1% of that total, right?
I don't trust it.
I don't trust it.
I want to give my own. And trust me, I'm charitable.
But I'd rather give it to the guy on the corner of 215 and Flamingo.
Like that bothers me. They're the chain shortage. Give me a break.
And now, by
the
way,
don't find them. If you
yeah.
Don't, by the way, if you see these on the slot floor, do not take them. Because you will be ousted from the casino. You may even get trespassed. I know someone that was trespassed
over 80 cents
for taking vouchers from someone else or seeing it, leaving it in the machine. People leave it right in the cash machine.
Right.
The security watches because they know that they're, let's just be blunt, they know that they're going to steal the money rather than you.
Yeah.
So they will throw you out of the casino for taking someone else's money, they feel.
Yeah.
Like there's a time that there's a period they'll say, oh, well, maybe the person might be coming back for this 20 cents. It's got to go to the you know, what's it called? The loss department.
Yeah.
Loss prevention department.
So I'll tell you a funny story. You know, I went to UNLV from 1988 to 90.
Oh.
So in 89.
That helped you a lot.
I majored in blackjack with a minor in roulette. So in 89, I think the Mirage opened, right? In 1989.
It did open.
So we're in there, and this is back when there was this thing. Many of you youngsters out there.
Yeah, you can't be. You're not even old enough to be in the Mirage at 89.
No, I'm not.
I know
that. Yeah, and you needed ID to get in, but you know.
Yeah, the old man got him in. Go ahead.
Exactly. But this was during a time when there was something called a payphone. I don't know. George, do you know what a payphone is? You do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I was born in the late 1990s.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
But if you had a rotary phone to George, you won't know what to do.
You didn't know what to do.
Whoa.
He's pushing. he's like, no, you got to. So there was in the sports book, you might remember this, at the Mirage, the original layout. The sports book really hasn't changed too much. Right. There was a bank of payphones.
Of course. Stardust
had them. Okay. Yeah. So when you're younger, didn't you ever go and check the coin drop? You know how sometimes it returns a quarter, returns a dime.
I didn't, but I know you. Okay. I understand why you would.
So we went, and so my buddy just happened to check one, and he found a quarter, right?
Okay.
So then we were like, oh, my God, let's check them all. So we checked them all, and he ends up getting a dime. We got thrown out.
Wow.
We got thrown out. Security came up, and he's like, excuse me, what are you guys doing? And we're like, what do you mean? Nothing. He's like, no, I saw you checking the payphones. And we're like, yeah, we were just seeing like if there's any loose change. He's like, yeah, we don't do that here.
Wow.
You're going to have to come with me. And
you know,
we got escorted out of the Mirage.
I had a friend that used to sell in Scranton, Pennsylvania back in the 80s. 80s, early 90s in the poker rooms. He used to sell this phone machine. It was like a Radio Shack little dollar, the little round thing. And you'd put it up to the payphone and press a button and it made the sounds of a coin. So up and down the Jersey Turnpike and stuff. You go, you put your dollar number, $1.45. You press six quarters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It made the sound of the coin.
No.
And yeah, by the way, probably highly illegal. You're lucky it's statute of limitations, buddy. You'd be in trouble. But yeah, so the sound of a quarter. And it would make, and these phone machines were so hot. You'd sell them to businessmen, salesmen.
Really?
$300.
You would make a call, and
it would tell you
how much. Not always a quarter, because it was like long distance.
It wasn't only a dime. When I was a kid,
you need an additional $1.30.
I used to have a roll of dimes when I'm in the city back in New York and stuff, because you'd have to put them in the machine. But this actually told you how much money when it went to a quarter. It was worth a lot of money, these machines, to people. I'll tell you another thing we used to do. I was one of them.
I got one.
I admit it. I sold suits out of the back of my car and my trunk.
Really?
Car dealerships are the best. So my buddy would get them off the docks in Newark.
Right.
And there was a big store, Lord & Taylor.
Lord & Taylor, sure.
It was a big store called Lord & Taylor back then. So a lot of people know it. Some people don't. These are beautiful suits and sport coats.
Yeah.
So we used to get them, and he would give them to me for $25 each. I used to go to the car dealerships and sell them for $75 each. Beautiful ones.
Yeah.
This was like right out of Goodfellas.
Yeah,
Shrimp and Lobster. And
Want navy? I got gray. I got pinstripe.
I used to take orders. Because they were like, oh, I like that, but I need 48 long or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, no, I used to take orders for it. And he kept all the suits at a dry cleaner in Elizabeth or Newark.
Yep.
And that was just something that, you know, I was a hustler when I was a kid. This is, I was 18.
Yeah.
This is literally 35 years ago.
Yeah.
But that just reminded me, the phone machines you used to sell and the suits.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not joking, Shrimp and Lobster was an unbelievable thing when that came in.
Yeah.
You know, they were making money selling it. Of course, it was all off the back of a
boat,
not even a truck. And that was old days, man.
I got one for you from the old days. days. Yeah. Parking meters back in the day.
You used to steal them?
No. Oh. If you take a penny.
Right out of Donnie Brasco.
If you take a penny and you rub it on the head side on the curb, and you just aggressively rub it for about 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you put it in the quarter slot, it will give you full amount.
It was full amount. I knew about this at the jukebox, too. At the jukebox.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And stuff, yeah. So, little scams. God, John and I come from...
Criminals!
I thought we came from total different backgrounds. You know, John coddled in Beverly Hills and his father and brand new Bentleys.
I was
and
a white-collar criminal.
I'm literally, yeah. No, don't...
You were a blue-collar criminal.
Crime don't pay. And John's name is Crime.
That's right. Call me Crime.
How do we go off on these
I
subjects?
Don't know, but it was
I
fun.
I never expected that. I did an article for the Washington Post. I did put a quote in the Washington Post last week. I was over at South Point and did a little quote. And the quote I did, I'm going to find it here because Chris Andrews sent me a text and asked, tell me thank you. And I was like, for what? I don't remember saying anything so great. I just told him how I felt. So old school Vegas bookmaker takes on a new era of sports betting. I just tweeted it out today, actually. I tweeted the article out today. And one of the things I said in this article, and it was true, literally, they take care of me. Like, even if I'm a losing bettor, they would, you know. But I'm sorry, even if I'm a winning bettor, which I actually have won, it's very rare the bosses come over to you. It's just an old school joint, and I like the way Vinny, Chris, and Jimmy Vaccaro run the place. And but something that actually really amazed me in this article, I want to think it's not a misprint. So. We talked about comps earlier for casinos about food. What do you think the average casino on the strip comps out per month? Now, it's much less, though, because now they're non-gaming revenue-driven casinos.
Correct. All of them.
Whereas they used to be like 20, 25% making money off selling rooms. Right. It's up to 60. MGM put an article out recently. Almost 75% of their dollars come in. People are paying for their rooms, paying for shows, paying for meals.
Right.
So it's totally opposite. What do you think? What do you think the average money is given away? How much in meals do you think a casino would give away?
One casino, like in Vegas,
what do you
an
think,
average?
Like, now, what do you think? Like, what do you think? Like, a Caesars casino gives away in comps compared to people that pay. What do you think? Dollar amount.
This would be a total guess.
Yeah.
$3 million.
Okay, that's a lot because it's a giant casino.
Okay.
That's a big number, though.
Okay.
It is. It's a giant casino. I'm going to give you one at the South Point. The South Point's a little local. Not little. It's just a local casino. I can't believe they... $1.5 million a month.
Wow.
They give away in free food. That's what... They have a loss. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Let me tell you what the actual wording... The actual wording is. The wording is we lose $1.5 million a month in... restaurants. That's the way Michael Gaughan wants it. He said, "You know they
that's
they
old have, school.
It is so old school.
Yeah.
I wish I had.
It used to be back in the day when Dad was like here 26 weeks a year. Everyone, no one really paid to go see him. Those were casino comps.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
They would comp
just to get in.
They would comp entertainment, and then they would make the money off the drop. Right? They'd make the money. The wives want to. You put him on the thing, right? On the marquee. The wives go, "Oh my God, hey hubby, I want to go see Tony Orlando." He's like, "Oh God, right?" And he suffers through my dad's show so that he can then go gamble after.
Right.
The husband.
So they just get the floor space. There.
Now it's people reverse. Come. Now try to get comped to Cirque du Soleil, or try to get comp to Absinthe at Caesars. It's tough. You have to be a serious player. Where before you could be a minimal player, like in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Now you have to play.
So now you have to play. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That. And here's what something. Richie Bocciolari down at the, he's a former South Point bookmaker. He's now works for Circa. He said, it's not gambling anymore. It's everyone just wants to fleece their customer. The South Point welcomes bets from almost anybody, and anybody actually. And even I said it's old school Vegas. I beat them every year, and they want to take care of me and give me a comp. But and in this article, though, which talks about all different things, old school compared to the new way of doing things and how they spend money on all this advertising budgets and stuff, literally it says here that $1.5 million is their loss. And, of course, I looked at the whole article, and I can't. Oh, here it is. 9 reasonably priced restaurants lose $1.5 million each month. It says the restaurants lose $1.5 million. They lose on the restaurant because they take care of people. I went to the sports book the other day. They gave me a handwritten comp. Bill Krakenberger, handwritten. Here, you can go and get what you want in the coffee shop. Like, that's Unheard of. Yeah. Everything is computer generated, like we talked earlier about the host.
Right.
I talked about the Philippines. Okay, what else? Backpack crew. Okay. Oh, so my buddy's down in Hard Rock right now in Florida.
Yeah.
He said the sports betting is unbelievable.
Really?
He said he's never seen nothing like it. He lives in Las Vegas. He's a professional sports bettor. He can't believe what's going on in Florida. There's kiosks everywhere taking thousands and thousands of dollars of bets. He goes, well, they really, there's so much money down here. They just don't even care. Like, wow. He said, first of all, the casino's
like limit
so
wise,
packed.
Like he's able to just fire away?
Yes, go to the counter and they can bet what he wants. I was like, wow. I'm sure that's going to end sooner or later. But
does
he
that
said
make
that
you want to go to Florida?
I'm going to go. I just want to see what it's like. He said that...
I can travel.
Yeah. There's, you know, the problem with these kiosks in Atlantic City, this like in at resorts in Atlantic City, they had 20 kiosks set up, and now there's four, and they're right across from the sportsbook cage where the tellers are, so they can monitor the four. They took the other 15 or 16 out because they had these crews coming in with backpacks, all hitting them simultaneously on the same exact bet, which would go through because the software is not updated to just take a bet and move. Auto. Even here, they're not. Me, you, and George can all go to Westgate or Circa and bet the same exact time at you know the sports book on the app, and it goes through.
Right.
So they're not. They
when
don't like
that. When
you
say backpack, you're saying what are you in?
These kids with backpacks. These young nerdy kids, backpack, smart, intelligent, analytical, model based betting. They ruined it for everybody. These guys ruined it for everyone in Atlantic City. Matter of fact, at the counter at resorts, I can only bet $250 DraftKings. I can bet $250. That's the max bet. That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
Listen, the number one sports book in this country is not DraftKings. You know who it is?
Who?
FanDuel. FanDuel's number one. They have up to 40% of the household business, 40%.
Wow.
DraftKings is like 32%, 30%. So now, and that's divided among like 20 companies in 38 states. It's unbelievable that literally 40% of the money being generated by FanDuel, they pulled out of Atlantic City. They closed their retail operation. They want the bets on the app only so they can monitor it. DraftKings is probably going to do the same thing sooner or later in Atlantic City and close that market there because of this backpack crew came in and won hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands, maybe even a million, maybe even millions.
Because they're finding something, a
yes,
line
they're finding
that's,
lines
that's,
that are even wrong or something. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's,
and they're just crushing it.
And they just crushed it, correct.
Wow.
So that's something else I seen. Let's see. Oh, I seen something the other day that I've only seen in Atlantic City. I'm sure it has happened here. These little two little kids like ran by me. I'm sitting at a video poker machine. They run by me, and the one kid's crying. I'm like, look, this something's wrong here. This kid's 5 years old. The other kid's six, and they're like, they're looking for their parents. That doesn't happen too much here.
Wow.
But in Atlantic City, in a day. You would see all the time kids sitting outside the casino or in the hallway and, like, security coming over to them. Like, the parents would leave their kids.
Right, because they're caught up in the slot madness.
It's sick. Or they'd say, stay right there where I could see you, and they'd be hitting the machine here and keeping an eye on their kid. They're sick people.
Right.
They're sick.
Right.
You know, you leave your kids alone.
Yeah.
I seen it the other day. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, these poor little kids. And I actually said, hey, I yelled to them because they were just running.
Right.
And sure enough, one of the slot attendants, not even security, seen them. And they were like, they were looking for their parents. 5 and 6. They were little kids. They weren't like 13, 14, 15. These were little kids. I felt so bad. But anyway, come on, people. You could be better than that.
Seriously.
Jesus. I mean, now it's just, you know, I was talking to someone last night driving home. When I was younger, I worked. I worked since I'm 9 years old. I worked on that boardwalk town I told you guys already. I worked in arcades, car washes, changing tires. I did so many physical little jobs. And this is only as a young teen, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I always worked. I worked after school. I always worked. And I said, you know what? I don't know if I would want my kids to work today at that age. You know, even though I was with my aunt and uncle
that
came down from the Bronx.
Why?
I
dangerous?
We're in a bad time, man. You're
going
to let your kid go to an arcade, walk a mile. I walked a mile every day.
I know.
Walked a mile down to the beach, down to the boardwalk, and literally at, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old.
Just have fun for the day.
I worked in an arcade. So I worked in an arcade.
Okay.
Not fun, but I worked in an arcade. I worked. You know, you probably didn't work till like 18, right? I'm guessing. No, I'm not making fun of you. 16. No,
yeah.
I figured.
I got the car.
Oh,
yeah.
The car. Okay. you're not supposed to.
Silver,
Beverly Hills.
Silver spoon.
Yeah. But no, so I, guys like me and George that came over from. No. No.
George was
rough
working.
And tough immigrants over here. Okay.
Yeah. No. But I just, I don't know if I want my kid to work today at 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something that.
But would you send a kid to school?
Like school, yeah, but
would you?
What do you mean? We homeschool them?
Yeah, I wouldn't send a kid to school today.
I'll be blunt.
No chance.
I hate to bring up any political thing.
Yeah.
Who owns Twitter? Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Boy, he put up something on Sunday that was great. I watched.
It was great.
It was so good.
I like
it. It was
Elon.
A 2-hour and 20-minute special. It's hard to watch anything that long.
On Twitter?
Oh, God, it was so good. I watched the first hour of it.
Wait.
I was sickened by it.
Am I late to the party of not knowing that Twitter has long form content?
Well,
like
you clicked on it. You clicked on it.
Late to the party?
Yeah.
No, it's not like late, but it's like,
Elon Musk. You could watch a 2-hour.
It was 2 hours and 20 minutes. I wish I could find
it. Meaning it's exclusively released on Twitter?
I also feel like since he's the owner of Twitter, he can. Do whatever he wants.
Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't put the whole episode up on Twitter, can we? No.
I think it's 10 minutes.
Okay.
Is it even that much? But yeah, like, he puts a lot of things up here. Like now, I'll be honest. I didn't know. Is he a Republican? I don't even know. Like, about schools, about kids, about what's going on in America, I thought it was unbelievable how, you know, and I'm going to talk about a subject that's tough here. I know. And you know, if Elon Musk is putting this up, of course I can't find it now, but if Elon Musk is putting this video up, wow. And I watched an hour of it. And what's going on in schools today at 5 and 6 and 7 years old?
Forget it.
How they're told that once you're behind these doors, you do not have to. This is a teacher talking. You do not have to tell your parents anything that goes on behind these doors.
Can you imagine?
And pushing the transgender stuff on little
insanity.
Kids.
It's insanity.
I watched this thing. I watched these. It almost can't even be true, some of the things I see. Some of the things that were on here can't be true. They can't be saying we're coming after your kids. I mean, that can't be true, can it? I mean, it's just a stupid thing. Some are dumb. I don't know if I actually believe. But this special was eye-opening for me. And I don't have kids. This is so eye-opening. And it's teachers that have been fired, people that are crying with their children, and little kids that they're – by the way, the interviews they did – with the 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, they were shocking. I was like, wow, I really don't know what's going on. So anyway, Elon Musk, I thought that was a good thing. Listen, I want to finish off something I told you I was in last week. So there was a golf tournament.
Yeah.
And last week, the major golf tournament, not one of the majors, but a big golf tournament with all the players.
That's Liv, right?
This was in Arizona.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, and Waste Management?
I think it is Waste Management or whatever it was. But Billy Horschel was the golfer that I'm referring to. And I have it here. Here it is. Bleacher Report. All right. Billy Horschel tells unruly fans to shut the hell up at PGA's Phoenix Open. Sorry, it's the Phoenix Open. And so he goes over to some fans, his buddy. When a guy's over a shot, shut the hell up, man. Because he's people now at golf tournaments are so they're crazy.
It's crazy.
They're drinking that. Arizona promotes that a little bit. They have a golf tournament. They throw beers. I mean, but Horschel yelled, "Come on!" He's trying to hit the effing shot here. And then, sure enough, Spieth said, "Like, what the f? What's going on here?" You know, Jordan Spieth. So it's amazing. There is an old school, you know. Golf is a gentleman's game.
Right.
There's etiquette in golf.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You do that stuff at the Masters, you're getting thrown out.
Yeah, for sure.
And by the way, not only thrown out, they're going to see where you got your ticket from. They're demanding your ticket, and that ticket owner's getting his tickets pulled from him. So because ticket owners give other people tickets. Yeah, so the Masters is old school. One of my buddies was telling me that Marcus Brunel, a shameless plug for Marcus. Marcus told me this, and he's like, he goes, "No, man, they get their tickets pulled from them." So I thought that was unbelievable.
Yeah,
they actually get their tickets pulled from them. And listen, all I'm saying is, you know, people are arguing against that. Well, what about a baseball player? When you say no batter, no batter, no batter, it's a little bit different
it's
in golf.
Game.
It's been a game of glory, game of etiquette for years.
Tennis
so.
Too, same thing. You
tennis
be
too.
Quiet when
be
they're
quiet when they serve. That's right. Very good. Very good. Just something that I thought I'd mention.
Yeah.
Last thing, The Greatest Night in Pop on Netflix.
So good.
We Are the World.
So good.
Getting all those people together.
Yeah.
For one night.
Yeah.
And one of the top songs of all time.
We Are the World.
We Are the World. How about the musicians that were behind this thing? That thing was unbelievable. If someone gets a chance to watch that, Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, I think, wrote the song.
Yep.
And I didn't know. Lionel Richie's a cool guy, man.
Oh, the best.
What a good guy.
The best.
Man, I want to go see him again. I went and seen him at the Wynn.
We need to go with Dad.
I get free tickets.
Let's go with Dad.
Oh, yeah. He's not coming back for another, but he's coming back.
Yeah.
He's coming back. Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, Kenny Rogers, Billy Joel, James Ingram, Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, Diane Warwick, Willie Nelson, Al Jarreau, Bruce Springsteen, Kenny Loggins, Steve Perry, Daryl Hall, Huey Lewis, Cyndi Lauper, Kim Carnes, Bob Dylan, Ray Charles. You can't get these people. By the way. Dan Aykroyd, Harry Belafonte. You can't get all these people. You couldn't get that much talent in a room today.
Yeah.
I like something that Lionel Richie's father said to him. And I wrote it down here. He said, "Enjoy coming home, Lionel, because there's going to come a time where you can't go home. The house will be different," meaning that room. The house won't be there. The house will be there, but the people won't be there. So that's that room. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
but
very cool.
All right, guys, we'll see
this
you next week.
This is a fun one.
I'll be on the road next week. We'll do it from the road.
Should we close by saying, We are the world.
Do you know that song?
We are the children.
Yeah. George got some pipes.
And yes, start living. Yeah, right.
I like it. Hey.
You know, I got to tell you, though.
Yeah.
That was for charities. Was it for a different country, right?
Africa. Starving
kids. We raised a lot of money for starving kids. I think we should do it over here, though, for the people. I think we should do it for the veterans that are on the streets.
I agree with you.
You know, they're giving the migrants 50. I seen the New York Post yesterday. They approved migrants $16,000 a year for a family of four.
It's crazy.
You got people living. I did it. I went into politics.
How is hunger a thing? It's crazy. It's crazy that there's people that
the veterans with the PTSD.
Yeah.
The veterans I'm talking about. How many veterans? I know a guy in this town that gets $1,100 a month. He's got a scar from here down to his pelvic area. And I didn't know it for years, and I hung out with him. And one day we went to Arizona, and he went to a pool. I said, What is that? What happened to you? He told me in Vietnam.
Wow.
The girl came out with a sickle and sliced him.
Oh, my God.
He said, "I was helping a little kid, and a girl came out, and a lady came out from, like, the weeds and sliced him with a sickle." Yeah, he's had a giant slice in Vietnam. He's 77 now. He was in Vietnam, and he gets $1,100 a month to live on.
That's what he gets.
$1,100 a month. That's what he gets. And I got to be real blunt. His rent's $900 a month, and you know, it saddens me to even think about that. But yet, you're giving the migrants $15,000 a year. I have no problem, with certain things. But
yeah.
I know a girl. Oh God,
we were on such a high. What happened?
I know a girl. I know a girl and her son, her 10-year-old son, that are worried about being deported. She works 5 days a week cleaning houses, and she walks dogs 3 days a week. She's illegal. Mm-hmm. She works so hard.
Yeah.
And yet she is so scared about being deported.
That's because
she came here on a work visa and stayed here.
Yeah.
And she's so worried. But yet, all these busts—they're being bussed everywhere, and it is what it is. And anyway, I'm sorry to talk politics and political things.
Can we end on a happy note? Then I would like to end on a happy note because this was a great show. Let's end on something happy.
We are the world. No,
no, no.
I have it pulled up.
I have something for you.
Oh, good.
Listen to me.
Money?
Yeah. Well, no. Okay. Slow down, Bill.
All right.
Slow down. Better than money.
Okay.
The opportunity to make a lot of money.
Oh, good. How much is this going to cost me, John?
The LA Dodgers are 100% going to break the single season win total.
No.
118. No. I think it's 116, right? They're going to win 120 games this year.
John, you say this every year.
No, but this time I mean it. Listen.
They
have to stay healthy.
Right.
If they stay healthy, the Dodgers will win 120 games this year. Just remember I said this because I promise you I'm going to make George clip this up and we will be posting this like lunatics come November.
Right. Listen, you'll end with that and I'll end with be careful betting parlays. No, New Jersey, I tweeted this. New Jersey set state record $1.72 billion in sports betting wagers in January. $115 million of that they won from parlay bettors. So... Sorry. I just want to end with that.
Let the wind out of my sails. We'll see you next week.
All right. Good. See you guys.